What you're looking at here is a very simple photo of some popcorn about to be made. There is no pre-planning involved here, no special tricks, no special editing or anything like that. It was just a quick impromptu shot. But the twist here is that this picture has a tiny bit of personal meaning to me, just a bit, as opposed to a lot of the shots on Weekly 50 that are just like, hey, here's a cool picture I took that just some random person or random object. I don't like to post pictures of my family, my house, my kids, anything like that on Weekly 50 because I don't like those to be super duper public. It's not because I don't take pictures of personal things. I just like to keep those a little closer to the chest. But this one here, even though it's not super personal, I wanted to share anyway because I just like the photo. So to set the scene here, my wife and I were sitting down to watch Netflix one evening after the kids are in bed. And we often make homemade popcorn. If you like popcorn, as a side tip, don't always rely on microwave. It's super tasty and not very difficult to make homemade popcorn. And what you're looking at here is a Stir Crazy popcorn popper from Amazon. It's like $30. A little bit of coconut oil, a little bit of Redenbacher seeds. You got to get the good stuff. Don't get the off-brand seeds. And there you go. It's super easy and it's really tasty. So if you learn nothing else from this photo, at least take away from this that you got to try homemade popcorn sometime. Anyway, I saw the popper sitting on the counter with the jug of kernels behind it, the coconut oil next to it, and I thought this would make a really cool photo. So I grabbed my D200 because it had my 50 lens on it, and I took a few pictures. My 7100, my D7100 would have been nice, but I didn't want to spend 20 seconds switching lenses. It had my 35 on it, and that's one disadvantage of primes. You have to... It involves a lot of physical work if you want to switch to a different focal length, whereas on a zoom lens, you just zoom to a different focal length. But anyway, the D200 with the 50 on it allowed me to get enough light to shoot this at ISO 400. 800 was a little too grainy for my taste. And I used f1.8 to get a shallow depth of field. I was standing a little farther back, so there was a little more room to play with the depth of field at f1.8. If you're really close to things, it can be a little too shallow at f1.8. But here, f1.8, I needed to let in a ton of light because there wasn't much available light. And I wanted to get the popcorn in focus and the background blurry. The problem with that is the shutter speed was 1/20th of a second in order to get a good overall exposure, which is too slow when shooting handheld. So I used a lesson that I've learned through taking a lot of these Weekly 50 photos. When you're shooting with a slow shutter, compensate by taking a ton of shots. Chances are at least one will be in focus. And it worked out here. Of the, I don't know, 10 or so pictures that I fired off rapidly, this one was in focus. And the trick with this composition was the angle of the shot. Do I shoot high? Do I shoot low? I took several more at a lower angle, but I didn't like it as much because you couldn't see much of the popcorn. And one final note about this photo, I purposely left the white balance a bit yellow because it reflects the mood of when it was shot. It was evening, the sun was down, it was a bit of peace and quiet before going to bed and then waking up the next day to take care of the kids and everything else. And so I liked leaving it slightly more tinted in that direction on the white balance Kelvin scale. The lesson here is don't overthink and don't over-edit. Sometimes it's nice to do that, but sometimes it's nice to just enjoy taking a picture for what it is and don't spend too much time reading things into it and over messing with it in post. Just take a picture and enjoy it for what it is. Also, make homemade popcorn. It's super yummy.